7. America Tonight, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. My pal, Victoria Jones, joins us now. Victoria, it's been a long week. I'm dog tired. How about you covering Washington?
Yeah, I'm pretty whacked out.
You know what it means? You have to go and catch up on all the Oscar movies. Have you seen a bunch of, like, did you see Argo?
I loved Argo.
I did, too.
It was so exciting.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it should get best picture.
So do I. I mean, there's a lot of movies I haven't seen, but and Argo's my kind of film, but it was so exciting.
Yeah. How about Zero Dark Thirty?
I really enjoyed Zero Dark Thirty. It wasn't as thrilling to me, but it was a different kind of film. It wasn't supposed to be an action thriller. It was more of a procedural type thing.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting when you cover politics or you cover events like that, or for all the people listening to us, how can you not remember Ted Koppel, day gazillion of the Iran hostage crisis? I mean, that put him on the map with Nightline, and everybody, I think, was involved, even if you were a kid, in what was going on there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it was great. I can't wait. You watch the Oscars, right?
Oh, I do. I watch all of these things. I watch them for the dresses, and then I watch the awards ceremony, at least as late as I can stay up. But I watch them for the clothes.
I know, the clothes. Well, that's your dirty little secret. Hey, speaking of dirty little secrets, I guess it's not a secret, but because we kind of felt like this might happen, but how about the Senate Republicans blocking Hagel's nomination for defense secretary? Now, do you think he gets through? Will he make it through this process or not?
Well, this is the extraordinary thing, because if there was not a recess next week, there's a recess next week for President's Day, so neither the House nor the Senate is in. And that means that, you know, tick-tock, we've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all that time for what? A lot of things to happen. For anti-Hagel groups to ratchet up and try and come up with rubbish against him. Because there's been rubbish put out about him. There have been outright lies published by right-wing so-called news websites this week, including about speeches that he didn't give, including about things that he was alleged to have said in speeches that he did give but that he didn't actually say, to groups that don't exist but that we were told did exist, with names that are fictional, that were peddled by right-wing news websites. So things like that can be allowed to grow. So does he hang in for a week, or does the White House give up?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that is a good question because, you know, remember, and of course it's a different story. There was so much massive heat on the whole Benghazi thing and Susan Rice, and this is a little bit different. But right from the get-go, you know, there were a lot of things that came out about Hagel where Republicans were saying, nope, right from the get-go. So, you know, maybe the White House decides if it's easier to push somebody else through, we'll push somebody else through. But then who is that?
Well, who is that? Because it's not just Christopher Dorner that is being blocked. You've got this little troika now of Senator John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Kelly Ayotte, who's joined the gang from, she's a freshman senator from New Hampshire. And they are now demanding answers on Benghazi. They want to know who changed the talking points. The answer's already been given to that, by the way. The answer's already been given to that. But they want to know who changed the talking points on Benghazi for John Brennan for the CIA. And they're holding up that nomination, too.
Yeah, so crazy.
This is not over.
Yeah, and you meant Chuck Hagel, not Chris Dorner. Although the Chris Dorner thing is unbelievably fascinating, what happened there in that cabin. Man, I tell you what, you've been to California. It's like a whole different world already. And everything that's happening in Washington, all the politics that we're talking about there, it just, nobody cared about politics or what else was happening. Everybody was so on edge, Victoria, over that Dorner stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Now, they're saying that medical examiners have now positively identified the body as Christopher Dorner, the body that was, the charred out remains that was found in the rubble of the cabin. They are saying that it is Christopher Dorner.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they just didn't wanted to be cautious because they were afraid of any blowback. So, you know, hey, we're going to be 100% sure after everything that's happened. Now, you wait and see. There's going to be a bunch of lawsuits for all those people that were fired at that had different trucks that went by. Remember the two women and then the other guy delivering papers. And there's going to be all kinds of lawsuits against the LAPD as a result of this.
Oh, I think you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, the hits just keep on coming. Okay, moving from that and speaking about that, guns, the push in the State of the Union address wasn't so much the guns. That was more toward the end, and, of course, people that were there to listen to the State of the Union address with the ribbons and whatnot. But, the president now is pushing this as he's out speaking for different places, including when he was in North Carolina, although that was more economic. He still mentioned stuff about, gun control, and he's saying that now he's saying he's going to be respectful of regional differences. Do you think he's doing that because he thinks, well, maybe this is a way I can allay some of these fears out there?
I think that's a part of it. Yeah, I do. I think that's a part of it, that he can allay some of those fears out there because he does have to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The other thing is that, as you said, because next week's an off week, the Senate Democrats unveiled a sequester replacement package, and I guess that package is split pretty much between spending cuts and tax hikes. Does this have a good chance to roll through and then the House Dems do theirs and maybe there's something that'll happen here?
No, I think that this, the best that this can hope for from the point of view of the people who crafted it is that it's used as the basis for negotiations, because this is never going anywhere in the House, because the House Republicans have said that there won't be any revenues, and liberals in the Senate, Democratic liberals in the Senate, are quite cross about this, what they've come up with, because they're saying, look, you're starting your negotiations from the point of view of one-to-one cuts and revenues, so you're only going to shift. So if you start at one-to-one, then you're going to be giving away more and more and more. But if you want to end up at one-to-one, why did you start there?
Yeah, no kidding. That's a very, very good point. And then some other interesting news, just I thought it would be fun to talk about this for a second, because his name keeps coming up as maybe even way down the line in the future as a presidential candidate for the Democrats. But it's just official that Lautenberg is going to retire from the Senate. So that kind of clears that path for, you know, maybe Cory Booker. And instead of going up against Chris Christie, I bet you Booker's going to do that and go up against Geraldo. Is it looking that way, you think?
Well, it could, except that this poll has just come out as showing how badly Geraldo's doing in polls. the voters don't want him.
Is that a shock to you?
Kind of not.
Yeah, kind of not. That's what I think, too. That, you know, look at his career all over the map. And plus, do you know, this is good trivia, do you know what his real name is?
No, go on.
Oh, am I supposed to tell you this? How about Jerry Rivera?
Jerry
is his real name, not Geraldo. Jerry Rivera.
Oh, how disappointing.
A little bit of loose trivia for you. Victoria Jones, always fun to kick it around with you. Thanks, my friend. Have a good one.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That turned out to be, and what a boon for so many bored reporters, especially from the TV medium. I mean, it's like they were scouting this thing for days, and I get it because it's nightmarish, it's crazy, and after all the things that we've seen happen with cruises, here we go with this cruise ship that has kids on board for the first time, first cruise at 5 years old. Boy Scouts, honeymooners, people who own McDonald's restaurants who were there to celebrate their success of selling a million burgers, and they would kill for a burger. In fact, it was like the Hunger Games as some passengers were hoarding food and tripping over themselves. It was crazy. Anyway, here's what some of the passengers had to say.
I'm just glad that the people on the ship have been so nice and helpful, and yeah, everyone has really banded together, and that's probably the best part. They've been treating us cold cuts and vegetables and fruit every day, so we haven't been starving and we've had water, but the conditions on here, every room is, the toilets are overflowing and they're flooding into the rooms and the carpet's starting to smell like mold. We had some tents built up on the top deck yesterday that they made us take down because of the helicopter flying over, and they took our rope and took our bed sheets and have not given those back.
All right, now, this is the question people are asking. What a wild PR nightmare this is going to be for Carnival Cruise. I still say they're going to bounce back because so many Americans take cruises. It's like 21 million a year. It's a crazy off-the-charts number. When I was in Tampa, where my brother lives, that you could hear the horn from his house, and they'd be going through the canal, and people are waving. You run up the block, and people are waving, going through. Buy on the ships, the Norwegian, the Carnival Cruise, the Disney Cruise, and it happens on Thursday for a little tiny four-day deal, and it happens on Sunday for a week-long event, and the boats were packed. I took pictures of them, you know, like a month ago, because I couldn't believe it. They were stuffed like sardines in these boats, so people are not backing off cruising, but this Triumph Carnival boat that just docked in Mobile, Alabama about 9:15 Central Time on Valentine's Day. The coverage it's gotten, I think, has been the most of any of the cruise incidents except for the Costa Concordia. But that happened in Italy and there were some Americans on board, but it's very different from what's going on with the Carnival. And we're not talking about loss of life and the ship flipping over. We're just talking about a fire in the engine room and a floating, really, toilet. And that's the thing everybody keeps saying, how it smelled and all that other kind of stuff. So they did have an ambulance that was at the gate at the bottom of the gangplank when people went flying off of it. And there were people in Mobile, Alabama that decided to make it a welcoming party. You gotta love that. They were dancing and playing. There was bands playing. And there was a sign that said, Happy V-Day. And there were some people that were met by their families. I think because they were worried or they were close enough that they decided to go down and try to grab them. And even though they had hotel rooms and everything else for these people. But there were hundreds of people who were gawking at the dockside of this Alabama cruise terminal in Mobile. It's the state's only seaport. So, boom, the Triumph is getting in there. And with the 6 hours navigating 30 miles, and here's the thing. It took 6 hours, for all of you who know anything about boats, navigating this 30-mile ship channel to dock. That's how long. 4 tugboats. Because you got to think, 900 feet in length. This is the biggest cruise ship ever to be at Mobile. And then once it gets there, it's about 4 or 5 hours to get everybody off. So people are still getting off the ship. And they're texting and they're messing with their cell phones and trying to get in touch with people. And you can just imagine what that's like. So then you're on that ship and then you have to get on a bus and, oh, I don't think so. The Carnival CEO, Jerry Cahill, the most hated man in the cruise industry right now, at least for the passengers, apologizes at a news conference and says, you know, oh, thanks for the patience of the guests and the ability to cope. And I want to apologize again. I know the conditions were poor and we pride ourselves. And, you know, again, disgusting conditions on this cruise. So when we know there's a possibility of that, and I'm in the cruise industry, what are you doing to learn from this so that if something like this were to happen again, you can solve the problem a lot sooner? Because this was days, for days they were floating. I know it's a logistical nightmare. Because the original plan was to bring the ship into Progreso, Mexico, because it was the closest port. But the ship just drifted away from it. The currents were killing the ship. So they couldn't do it. It wasn't even about cost. They couldn't do it. They had to do it this way. Now, the National Transportation Safety Board, the after-the-fact guys, are looking into this, doing their typical investigation. And, you know, the passengers get a full refund. They get discounts on future cruises. And they announced this week that each passenger will get an extra $500, you know, in a check. Oh, thanks for that $500. It's the best $500 I ever got. So I asked the question about taking cruises, and a lot of you, you know, threw in your two cents on this about whether you took a cruise or you would not take a cruise. And you asked why the rescue took so long, and the answer is because with the sewage running down the walls inside the ship, even though some people are saying, oh, it wasn't that bad, the whole thing is it's disabled. Once that fire happened on Sunday, it's just been just like a floating boat with nothing. And it's at the mercy of the currents and all that other sort of stuff. Well, we've been talking about those strong currents. So the other part of it that I was getting to is you have all these 4,000 people and 14 stories tall, and I mentioned it's 900 feet long and whatnot. And these are some big boats, and a lot of these boats are big boats like that. Would you get on, you know, would you really consider doing a cruise versus there's a gazillion Funjet vacations and package deals. You go on any of the websites, the Expedias, the Orbitz, you know, any of that kind of stuff. Would you rather just go somewhere instead of getting on one of these giant boats? And the answer that most of you said resoundingly when you sent stuff in, like Ashley says, Kate, no way. I know it's awful what happened, and I would hate to be on that boat, but I still want to take a cruise. I've almost gone a couple of times, and I still want to take a cruise, so it's not dissuading me. Then I got this one from Carrie in Illinois who says, thumbs up to the cruise. I've done about four or five of them with girlfriends on short weekend hops, and I would risk it. It's cheap. It's fun. And I like being out in the open water, frankly. So it seems as though at least the women that have emailed the show are not at all intimidated, dissuaded, or whatever by what's happened with the Triumph. And it's not the only boat. I mean, I have a litany of things that have happened on cruise ships, including the Splendor just 2 years ago. Same thing. Fire in the engine room, and then they're floating, and they have to be towed in. So this is absolutely nothing new. Nothing new. We got something new coming up on the flip side on Christopher Dorner. The fact that, you know, now people close to him are coming out and talking about him, they feel compelled because of some of the stories about him. Plus, one of the victims wants the $1 million reward. I think there's a slim to fat chance that a victim is going to get the $1 million. I think the Los Angeles Police Department is going to keep that. I don't think the city of Los Angeles is going to cough it up. They're so broke, it's a joke. And unless you had hogtied him and presented him to the police or gotten a gunfight with him and delivered his body, I don't think you're getting that $1 million reward. Hang with us.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. Many times that we've loved, we've shared love and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough.
To be kind to the people you love. What do you think, America? I don't know. It's, to me, it feels a little forced. Am I just so jaded and cynical?
Don't be cynical, baby.
That's what happens to me with all the things that we're talking about here in America tonight. Woohoo! I'm in a great mood. I hope you are too, America, even though we have some really grim things that we've been talking about. And while we're pulling our hair out, to no end over what's happening with the people that we've elected who are still letting us down in D.C. Some big, juicy dates coming up that will change probably the amount that you may see in a check, or maybe a premium goes up, or, you know, spin the wheel of fortune. And I could give you a couple different categories where you might see some really super big changes. But we've been talking about that forever and a day here on America Tonight, and ways to get around that and people to talk to. And we'll continue to do that. If you ever want to do a phone tree, which means you just get some people together, you get your posse together, you say, okay, here's the deal. You're making a call, I'm making a call, he's making a call, she's making a call. We'll get a cake, we'll sit around, we'll watch the game afterwards. But all 30 of us are going to make a call. We're going to make a call to whoever your congressperson is or your senator is. And I'll say it again, I have checked with the congressional aides on this, and there is no doubt about it. 25 calls sparks the interest. You get some mammoth number, which might be more of a pain in the rear end to do, and I realize people don't have time, and then they throw their hands up. But if you were to get an even bigger number, guaranteed that you may see some movement, what I call movement in the bullpen. You know, you have thousands, you have 1,000 emails or something. They're going to pay attention to it. We've seen that, where faxes have been jammed in at somebody's office or emails, and then suddenly, like, the port situation turns around. Oh, yeah, that group, the Saudi group that was going to take over the ports in Los Angeles, suddenly they're backing off of it because there's so much heat on the people in D.C. I mean, we have a ton of examples of that. Now, on the bigger things, just flat out the categories like immigration or guns or education or paying for environmental studies that make no sense. I mean, whatever it is. On the bigger ones, it might take a little more muscle. You know, a few phone calls might not just, wouldn't be the only thing that would work there. It's the pressure, though, the constant pressure. So there was a lot of pressure on the people in Los Angeles that were wearing the blue to get something done to get Chris Dorner. There was the big, fat $1 million reward flying around his head as America's most wanted. So always when that happens, you know, the question becomes, hey, is anybody going to get that reward? Well, think of how they found him. And the answer is, yeah, there were all these reports, you know, thousands of tips and everything, but they didn't lead to what happened in the mountains. It was the truck, the burned out truck and that kind of thing. So Dorner, in the end, kills 4 people, wounds 3 other people, has used up tons of resources with 50 cops having to be protected and their families. And then the question becomes is, what's the deal on this guy? I mean, how much do we know about Dorner other than the rambling manifesto, that something was pretty much hinted about the fact that he was fired from the L.A. Police Department in 2009 for what they said, falsely accusing their official terminology? Because I talked to someone about this today. What's the official terminology in the report? Falsely accusing the training officer of kicking a subdued suspect. And this is... he was challenging this in court, and then that's it. He's had enough, and he flips out, and that's the end of that. So he gets cornered, dies Tuesday afternoon in the San Bernardino Mountains, which, to give you in your mind, if you're not from the West Coast, an idea of where it is, about 100 miles, give or take, just outside of the city. So holed up in the cabin, gets in a shootout that left, sadly, a sheriff deputy dead after that, another one wounded. And then the charred remains that were found there, they've said, yeah, it's Chris Dorner. Like, we didn't know that. So the city of L.A. and some other communities issued that $1 million, like I said, for any information leading to his capture and conviction. But what to do with the reward is the big discussion. The mayor, Antonio Villagrosa, and the LAPD chief, who you probably saw his mug on the tube a bunch, and you heard his voice here on America Tonight, Charlie Beck, are talking about that, because you had 20 jurisdictions and other sheriff's departments and whatnot that were involved. So they have to determine if anybody or a group of people even qualify for it. And this is what's interesting. The two people, the LAPD and the mayor, both said, and I'm surprised by this, but they did. They both said that their hope is the reward is going to be distributed, but they have to follow the rules and procedures. So, and then in the middle of all of this, Dorner's mother comes out, because of course they finally dig her up, and she says that she's, you know, she's sorry for what's happened. She just gave a statement. What is she going to do? It's not her fault. She says it's great sadness and heavy hearts and deepest sympathies and condolences and, you know, for the losses and injuries from Christopher's actions, and we don't condone his actions. And then they just say what all people say when their family member has done something mind-blowing to alter so many people's lives. And they just say, the family has no further comments and ask that our privacy be respected during this difficult time. And, you know, you always wonder about the families, how tough it is, especially in any kind of shooting thing where you're going after people. You know, it's like the nutball in Colorado at the Aurora Theater, his family, what that's like for him, Adam Lanza's family, because, you know, he kills his mother. Then the horrible thing in Sandy Hook Elementary, you have a father and another brother that were hounded a little bit by the media. In fact, the one brother got accused, and it wasn't him. And what's that like for them when, you know, they're kind of, well, they're not kind of, they're caught in the middle, and they have nothing to do with it. But people are going to look. People are going to whisper, especially if their face is on the cover of, you know, the New York Post or whatnot. And this is what's happening with anybody related to Dorner. The questions become, you know, what did you know about him? Did you know anything was wrong with him? You know, that kind of stuff. Because that's the first thing people start to say. People start to ask because they look for friends. They look for acquaintances. Remember, even in Sandy Hook, they did the same thing. Of course, that's always the deal. Who was this person? Give us your, you know, give us the scoop on what were they like, that kind of thing. So an ex-girlfriend did come forward after, you know, somebody dug her up and said that, you know, that he kept things inside and that he was a pressure cooker and that the stress probably wore on him and that she was afraid he would target her after she heard he was the object of the manhunt, and said it was pretty, you know, it was very scary, and that he was that kind of guy, that he was the kind of guy that could be explode, and be explosive with his personality when things got the best of him. And she said he would come over to the house, and sometimes there'd be guns all over the place, and she said she just attributed him to, you know, him being a peace officer and protecting himself and whatnot, which is true, but said that he was proficient and comfortable with firearms. And duh, of course, we already knew that based on his background. But the idea of that he kept his emotions bottled up, but she didn't say anything else other than that. So there wasn't any great red flag, because, you know, now they're talking about charging people if they know somebody's going to do something. They really think that. And you don't report it. You don't do anything about it. Can you imagine the calls the police departments would get if we did that? You know, if everybody did that, you're trying to be vigilant. You know what? My neighbor had a few too many cocktails and threatened to shoot my husband. I really think they're crazy. They're going to do it. Boom. Come down. We got to get them. We got another red flag. And in all seriousness, it would be great if you could see that, know that, have a crystal ball, and look down the road and say, yeah, this isn't right, and I feel really worried about this. I think something's going to happen here. And there's no way other than, I guess, he had a rambling manifesto, and you could read into that. But that's like a diary. Somebody writes a diary, and they post it all over the place, and there's specific threats, which in his case there were, so that's a little bit different. But I don't know. I think this is pretty tough to try to figure out how to knock that down. You might have some good suggestions, or do you think it would be absolutely ridiculous? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You
Every
tell
little
us
thing
about your business.
Does.
Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
There's food on the boat, but there's only enough for 10 people. How many people do we have to feed on this boat? Thousands. And it's funny because a lot of people are downplaying that, but I think that's pretty big when this happened on Sunday and you're going all the way through till late, really, on Thursday night. I bet those people were never more happy to get off that boat. I mean, seriously, 5 hours to get off, man, I hate lines because I'm impatient. I'd be the first person. I'd be waiting. Just let me sit there. Where are we getting off this boat? I'm going to sit right there, right by the rope. So when you dock, I am the first person off.
I'd jump off the other side.
I'd jump off and swim. Every man for himself.
Take my chances with the starfish.
Every man for himself, I'm jumping out of that dock. The problem is, Charles, when it's 14 stories, you would not hit the water pleasantly. You could kill yourself that way.
I'm Navy trained. I know how to jump off a boat.
Oh, that's true. See that? Charles in charge and my husband both were in the Navy. Both were on ships. He knows how to do that, too, and he says there is certainly a way to do that. And the mere mortals, people who have not served at the sea, might not know that, how you're supposed to do it. All right, so you heard that love song there, and I was thinking, greatest love songs of all time. Somebody asked me today, what do you think is the greatest love song of all time? It's like, are you kidding me with that question? But I don't know. I don't know what the greatest love song is of all time. There are tons of them. I like Justin Timberlake, so he has a song that he wrote a few years ago called My Love, and I thought that was, it was a symphony, and I thought that was pretty cool. The, you know, you could go way back. If I went back into the, what I call the money vault, a money song would be Baby, I Love Your Way, Peter Frampton. That's from the 70s. And the reason I say that is because I saw Peter Frampton play at a club maybe 3 years ago. And the guy is awesome. He is awesome. And, you know, he looks nothing like the long-haired, skinny guy he was. He's still really thin, but he is an awesome axe man, and it was great. He did Baby, I Love Your Way from that old classic album, Frampton Comes Alive. So that would be on my list, you know, too. So my list is probably very different from your list, I'm thinking, the people listening.
What about Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On?
I can't stand Celine Dion, sorry. No. I'm sorry. Canada's export, I get it. She's made a ton of money, you know, $100 million to play at the MGM Grand or whatever, but no, or Caesars, I can't remember which one it was, but no thank you. I don't think so. Somebody, a buddy of mine said, what about John Mayer? Your body is a wonderland. I'm like, I can't stand John Mayer. And maybe it's because of his exploits, so I'm poisoned, you know, by that. I don't know. But he wouldn't be the guy that I would put on the list. This would be another way back, but they play it all the time. Probably another one I would put on my list is Anita Baker, who did, remember that song, Sweet Love? And they still play that. You still hear that all the time. You know, there's a woman on radio who is because of her syndication, she's wildly successful for all these soft rock stations. Her name's Delilah.
And how about hello. Billy Joel, I Love You Just the Way You Are?
Yeah, that's a good one. But you interrupted my Delilah story. So Delilah probably wouldn't play the Billy, I don't know that she would play the Billy Joel song. She might, but she reads these love letters or talks about some sappy thing, and she must be on 700 stations, because every time I go to some other city, if you flip around, you'll hear her somewhere, and that's what she's doing. Hello, this is Delilah. I hope all of you are having a great Valentine's Day. I remember my last Valentine's Day, and then she goes into, you know, a whole thing. All right, here's my last one, and, you know, my last, you're asking me what I think are good love songs, and I don't think you're gonna agree with me on this one, but Goo Goo Dolls, Iris. I thought Iris was pretty good. And, you know, there's the obvious ones. You could pop in any Frank Sinatra song or
the
Frank
Beatles,
Sinatra.
Something.
Redo. I'm beetled out.
Something in the way she moves. That's a great song.
It's good, but I'm beetled out. I am. I don't know why. I'm done. I don't dislike the Beatles, but maybe because I just have heard them so much. Now, this is what happens. You're playing the hits. And you turn into that one station. This is the beauty of now what's happened in music, how you can really cherry pick. And what worked so well for so many people was Sirius when they were big time music folks that didn't put together their own stuff, is you don't have to hear those same songs. So actually, songs that you like, you're not burned out on them because they're not playing over and over and over and over again. All right, I wanted to talk about Valentine's Day quickly because it's coming to an end, so you can remember this for next year. Looking at the list of how much we spend on this day, that is, I call it the forced day of love. Do you know the average person, this is crazy, spends $130 on Valentine's Day. The number of roses grown for Valentine's Day is 224 million. I get that. Flowers would have to be way up there. The percentage of people who buy red roses for Valentine's Day, 51%. The percentage of men who buy flowers for Valentine's Day, 64%. And the total, this is where some people are feasting. Talk about making a living. The total spending on Valentine's Day, $18.6 billion. Wow. I mean, that's crazy. And there are other days in other parts of the world where men recognize women. Like, I just was reading this somewhere. You know, we're so big in Japan to say Konnichiwa to all our friends in Japan. But the day men give women gifts in South Korea and Japan is March 14th. And then women give men chocolate on Valentine's Day. So they have to wait. So the men go first. And then the gifts go to the women on the 14th of March, a month later.
Thank you, Japan.
Yeah, thanks. Men first, women a month later.
I like this plan. Let's stick with it.
Yeah. That makes it easy, because if she's like crazy extravagant for any of the Japanese men or the Koreans, the South Koreans, then they know. Then they can step up their game because they have a month to deal with it. Then they don't have to worry about it. This number isn't surprising. 6 million people who expect or are planning a marriage proposal on Valentine's Day. So, you know, right now as I'm speaking, people are probably celebrating their engagement, or maybe it's about to happen. Ooh, that's pretty cool. The cards purchased on Valentine's Day, 145 million. I would be in that group. I got a Valentine card. Only one, but I got it. The number of cards actually exchanged on Valentine's Day, 151 million. And this is the coolest stat. So, you know, some people aren't good at choice. It's like when they get a big menu and there's, it's like when you go to, Cheesecake Factory. First of all, you got to run around the block 5 times, park your car far away because they give you so much food, it's ridiculous. But they have 25 pages of menu items. Hallmark has 1,400 greeting cards. 1,400. Wow. Did you get your Valentine a card?
I can't drive and argue with you. Rules all at the same time?
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.